Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody listening, everybody locked in all over North America. Happy Friday. I hope you had a good week. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours, okay? I get started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, SiriusXM, channel 375, and a smart speaker if you got one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You've already been hanging out for an hour. We talked about Roma Dunze's dad. Yeah, from the Chicago Bears. This guy's dad is complaining about how many touches his son is getting after a victory where they scored 47 points and his son leads the team in basically every receiving category. Yeah, let me complain after a W. Some people just don't know. Jack squat. Bacha, you were going to hit the button on me?
No. I trust you most of the time.
Yeah, squat. You've never had to hit the button on me.
No.
Yeah. Come on, man. I'm a professional.
Caller, yes. Caller, I've had to say it a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Caller, yeah, but never me. I'm not saying anything crazy. Anyway, Roma Dunze's dad is complaining. Brian Kelly is thanking the fans at LSU. Jaden Daniels, good for him. He doesn't need surgery on that elbow. They got bent backwards the wrong way the other day. And then, of course, we talked about that boring, garbage, turnover, ugly, no first down, no third down conversion, a game between the Broncos and the Raiders. A matter of fact, we're going to talk some Broncos football. Like, they keep playing these close games. How far can they take it? Brandon Cristal is going to join us from Guerrilla Sports. He covers all things Broncos. He'll be here with us next hour, and we'll get his thoughts on the Denver Broncos. How about this? In 20 minutes, we're going to have a chat with Fernando Ramirez. He covers all things Chargers for the Sporting Tribune. I want to know what these Chargers are going to do. I feel like their running backs are hurt. Their offensive line is hurt. You got Justin Herbert having to do all the work. The Chargers are going to play in primetime on Sunday against the Steelers. So we'll get a little bit of a primetime preview. Fernando Ramirez will be here joining us in about 20 minutes to talk about the Los Angeles Chargers. And so that's the Sunday night game. But before we get there, thank you so much to the Raiders and as well, to the Broncos for winning last night. But then by the time we get to Sunday, we got an early matchup in Berlin. Okay, we got the Falcons, we got the Colts, and we'll talk about that game in a second. If you want to be a part of the show, you can always call up 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I'm on the internet. I exist. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. So the next NFL game that we get, Berlin, Germany. The Indianapolis Colts, who are 7-2. They just picked up Sauce Gardner. Help out that pass defense. They're going to take on the Falcons from my neck of the woods. Well, yeah, I guess you can my neck of the woods. I'm in Atlanta. The Falcons are not that good. They're 3-5. Okay, you don't know what the hell you're going to get from the Falcons on a game-to-game basis. Some days they look good. Some days they look bad. They are irritating, to say the least. Falcons are currently on a 3-game losing streak, just lost to New England, lost to Miami for the country to see, lost to San Francisco, and even the Colts, they're coming off of a loss, 27-20 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So you got two teams here with a little bit of something to prove. Now, I think most people are going to expect the Indianapolis Colts to beat the Falcons, as they should. I think the Indianapolis Colts are a better team. But the fact and idea is, here we have another international game. The NFL is trying to go international and grow the fan base and grow the customer base, more importantly, for years. Because if I can have people spending in the United States of America, great. But if I can convert people to being fans in other parts of the world, even better. You know, I don't think it's by happenstance that all of a sudden the NFL is embracing flag football. Flag football could be the entry point for football all over the world. You know, I don't think that we're going to wake up one day and in Brazil and India and I don't know, Europe, kids are just going to put on pads and start hitting each other. They're not going to do that. They have the beautiful game. They have soccer. One of the amazing things about playing soccer is you don't really need nothing but a ball. And in some parts of the world, we got people rolling things up into balls and just kicking them around. You don't need nothing. In order to play an NFL game, man, or even play football, what, I got to get 5 people minimum? Maybe, probably, possibly. I got to get a couple of people. I got to have folks on offense. I got to have people on defense. I got to have space. I got to have a football. Like, you got to have protective equipment. It's a lot. Even you play 2-hand touch, you still need people. You need bodies. Can't play formal football. Batra, I saw an amazing post today. It's by some kid who played high school football. I don't know who the hell he is. And I never even thought about this. He said there's a special bond when you play football in high school and it comes to an end. Because in a lot of cases, you play basketball, okay, fine. You can just go play, pick up a ball and play at a rec league anywhere. You could walk into LA Fitness and just play pickup. As an adult, as someone, an older person, a younger person, you could just go play basketball somewhere, right? When it comes to baseball, you know, you can pick up a bat every now and then and find a league. But when it comes to football, there is so much organization involved that if you're not going off into college and then playing professionally, it's a little bit harder, much harder, to find these over 20, over 30, over 40 leagues where people are just busting ass. And so he said that high school is one of the last places where you get it. And so for a lot of high school athletes, when they're done playing football, it's just over. But one thing the NFL is doing right now, and it's great. In order to play flag football, what do you need? Nothing. You need a ball, and you need a flag. And people catch the flag. It's like glorified tag. And that is an excellent way to grow the NFL game. And if the NFL can capitalize on that in different countries, yeah, let the NFL, let the American League be the appetizer, the entryway into monetizing all over the world. I mean, there's sports people are playing in India that, like, here for, Botch, you ever heard of Kabaddi?
Oh, what? No, I haven't heard of it.
It is like, it's like hand wrestling. I don't know how to describe it. It's like hand wrestling meets sumo wrestling. And it takes place on a, you can do Kabaddi inside, you could do it outside. It's like one guy versus 5 guys. I'll send you the link and you'll look at me and just go, JR's nuts. But I know Kabaddi because I've been out to India a bunch of times. Like, if you can embrace a sport where you live and you could bring something else into that state or city or country, you know, I think flag football is something that can be adopted and more easily adopted than the traditional NFL we have here. So it's not a coincidence the NFL has a game in Spain this year, and that we've had games in the United Kingdom, and that we've had games in Brazil. The NFL is making $20 billion a year. And if you're making 20, you want to know what you want to do? You want to make 25. You want to make 30. You want to make 40. You want to build this out into something that could be a global machine. And the NFL is working towards that, okay? Listen, the players, I mean, we've heard some of the comments at times. I mean, A.J. Brown went to Brazil a couple of years ago and says, you know, they make me go to Brazil. They say I can't go outside. Remember this?
Because we had a meeting yesterday, and it was like a whole bunch of don't do's. And I'm just trying to go down there, win a football game, and come back home. That's the best way I can put it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, they telling us, yeah, man, well, you can't go outside and just walk down the street. Yeah, they'll try to rob you in Brazil, man. Well, no problems. Can't walk outside with your earrings and your jewelry. And even if you did, they realize that you're not from around here, man. Come on. No better. The NFL's been back to Brazil multiple times, and the last time I checked, without incident. And that's a good thing. Daniel Jones, starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, looking to bounce back from that three-interception performance in the last game. He says he's excited to play in Germany. Why?
I think just the game itself. I've gotten to play overseas a couple times, and I think just the energy in the game, you know, and the fans, you can feel the excitement from them. It's a different atmosphere from what you play in here, you know, and games, in the U.S. So, you know, we're looking forward to that and getting over there for that.
Man, enough of that crap. We ain't talking about the football on the field. We know you, Daniel Jones, you can throw an interception in Germany just as well as New Jersey, Indianapolis, or Los Angeles. You can throw an interception anywhere. I mean, I could write a cat in a hat Dr. Seuss book about Daniel Jones interceptions, but I won't. You be creative and do it yourself. Bijan Robinson, okay, he's a worldly fellow. He just gave away like 8,000 books to kids here in Atlanta. He did. It was amazing. He did a book fair in a football stadium. I love it. Amazing. Hey, Bijan Robinson, you going to hang out in Berlin? I love Berlin.
Hey, man. Lenny is he's great. He's so clutch. Like, you know, obviously he's from here. So he knows everywhere that we have to be. So it's going to – we'll have some time. We'll have about, like, hopefully, like, 4 or 5 hours to kind of just see Berlin. So – but I'm going with Lenny. I told my family, like, we got to go with him because he knows everywhere. So I'm excited.
Yeah, Lenny Krieg is a kicker for the Falcons. We'll see what he does. Even outside of that, Bijan Robinson said, we actually met a fan. A fan saw him.
Man, it was awesome. Like, they sung a song. They came up with a song. They made a song. I kind of forgot how it goes. But I met him. I met the Falcons fan of the year here. And, I mean, he was so excited, so happy. And I was, too. And just kind of getting to meet them and to see just when I walked in there and they all started just like they were so happy as was I. Like, I can't wait to see how they'll bring it. And I hope they invited everybody in Berlin to be at the game with the Falcons jersey on. So it'll give us an advantage.
Man, I love Berlin. International city. And Kurt Furstendam. Berlin is nice, man. There's certain parts that – well, I can say that for any place. I like Berlin. I like Germany. Botch, you should go to Germany one day. You been?
I should. I've been to Ireland, not Germany. So I've been some parts of Europe, but not Germany.
Completely different. I love Berlin. Love Berlin. International food is good. Shopping, it's nice. I like Cologne better, but I like Berlin, and good for them. I mean, they had to do the travel or go over there. And with these international games, you never know what to expect. I mean, Shane Steichen, who typically is as miserable as they come, even though his Colts have a solid record this year. Shane Steichen talked about the travel from, you know, the U.S. overseas.
Looking forward to a great opportunity to go to Berlin this week with our team to take on the Falcons, a really good, talented football team. Obviously had a great experience over there a couple years in Frankfurt that we enjoyed. Like I said, looking at the Falcons, really talented on both sides of the football. Offensively, Bijan Robinson's one of the best in the league doing it at the running back position. Drake London's a hell of a receiver. Pitt's a hell of a tight end. So we just got to be ready for those guys. And on the flip side of it, I think, you know, Bates and Terrell on the back end for them are really good players. The two young edge rushers are really good. Pierce and Walker can really come off the ball. So we got to be on it there.
Man, what a football coach. You asked about Berlin, and then you end up talking about all the damn players on the Falcons. Start naming names. Stop it, man. Let's listen to the quarterback. His name is Michael Penix Jr. You taking the Falcons out there? You guys are up and down. You're good, you're bad. Right now, your record says you're bad. You're 3-5. This is not good. Are you going to lay an egg in Germany? What the heck do you want the fans in Berlin, in Germany, to know about the Falcons? Go ahead, Michael Penix. Don't disappoint us.
Watch number 7. I would say watch number 7. You know, he's a special player now. But outside of that, you know, we're a team. We got heart. We got a lot of guys that love this, love the game. And, you know, we go out there. We don't take any rep for granted. We're going to go out there and play our hearts out. And we're always excited to be able to be out there on that field. It's a blessing to be out there. It's a blessing to be in this position. And I want everybody to know that. And I know the rest of the team do as well. So we're going to show it and how we play.
No, spare me, okay? Like, spare me. Like, nope, that the people in Berlin could be disappointed by whatever the heck we get from the Falcons. No different than all of us here in Atlanta. Just always disappointed about what we get out of the Falcons, okay? It's par for the course. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. That game in Berlin is Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 Pacific. So if you want to wake up, you want to watch football, you're going to have the opportunity with the Falcons and the Colts. You never know with these games. Your team can be out of sorts. It's kind of a coin flip. But I'm going to say the Colts are going to end up walking away with a victory. That's the game that gets us started on Sunday. But the game that will end things for us on Sunday will be between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Chargers. The Chargers have been through so many injuries. You got Slater out, and well, he's been out, and now you got Alt out, and you got the running backs that have busted up. But the Chargers are still 6-3. Can they make it through the season in one piece? Can they get their quarterback, Justin Herbert, through the season in one piece? We're going to be joined by Fernando Ramirez, who covers all things Chargers for the Sporting Tribune. And we're going to find out about our Sunday night matchup on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com. Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. With thousands of sunny homes, why subject yourself to the cold? Just filter your search by monthly stays and save up to $1,500. Book now at Vrbo.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we just talked about the NFL game that's going to get us all set and started on Sunday. We know we're going to go to Berlin. We're going to have the Falcons. We are going to have the Colts. But when we end Sunday, we're going to have another matchup. We're going to have a primetime matchup and going from Berlin to Los Angeles as the Chargers are going to finish up the night, the evening, the day against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Chargers, man, they have gone through a lot of injuries this season. They're still standing. I think the offensive line, I don't know how they're standing. But to talk about the Chargers, what we can expect and moving forward, joining us right now is someone who covers the team for the Sporting Tribune. Welcome back to the show, Fernando Ramirez. Fernando, how are you, man?
JR, been a while. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Always great to chat with you, Fernando. I'm glad that you're doing well. I can't say the same thing about the offensive line. We've seen Slater go down, and now Alter's going down. Mekhi Becton, is he even healthy? What's going on with this offensive line trying to help out Herbert?
Well, that first part of what you said right now, not right now, but when you asked me how I was doing, how is Justin Herbert still upright is basically the question all over the NFL, but he's playing at a very high level right now, and the offensive line has been abysmal this year, and that's kind of the reason why Charger fans have been going at Jim Harbaugh and Joe Ortiz. They didn't do enough to fix the offensive line. They brought in Mekhi Becton, but the problem is Bradley Bozeman at center has just not been what the team was expecting. Not what fans have been expecting. And even that's in the media have been really questioning his position just because he gives up a lot of pressures. He gives up a lot of sacks. So it's been a little rough for Justin, but yeah, you're facing a Steelers defense this weekend that is going to come in. You know they're going to be blitzing. You know they're going to attack the weak point of the Chargers. But for some reason, Justin keeps on putting on that cape, and he keeps on getting the Chargers out of these situations where you wonder how long can he keep this up. And the Chargers are holding on for dear life till Omarion Hampton comes back. But it has been a little rough as of late because with Joe Alter, 4-0. When he plays, they are 4-3. They're 2-3 without Alt playing in those games. So it's definitely Sunday's going to be a very interesting matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. We know the trade deadline came and went. I know the New York Jets, the Colts, the Cowboys got a lot of attention with the picks moving around and Quinnen Williams and Ahmad Gardner. But the Chargers made a move as well. It may not be a big one. Did anybody flinch or even pay attention when Trevor Penning moved from New Orleans over to the Chargers? Did anybody care?
I'm sure Justin Herbert cared a little bit. Jim Harbaugh said he's our kind of guy, and we all know what kind of guy they mean. He's a guy that's going to punch you in the mouth. He's gotten penalties after the whistle for excessive force. Let's just say, but he's a guy that I think he's better than anything that what these guys have on their offensive line. So I definitely think it's an upgrade. It's just how quickly are they willing to thrust him in there? So that's going to be the real question mark. I'd be surprised if they don't use him as a swing tackle this weekend and ease him into it. But I think right now, after losing Joe Alt, there is no easing. You kind of just have to trial by fire and throw him in there. But Jim's very calculated. Him and his coaches are very calculated. So I'm sure they're going to try and give him an easing in period, and then they'll evaluate after this game. But I really think they kind of need to just throw him in there and see exactly what he's got, because they need to protect Justin Herbert, and especially with T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward and Justin have a little bit of history. Even though at the Super Bowl he told me, hey, we're all good. Justin's a great young talent. I love Justin, but there have been some extracurriculars when they've played. So yeah, it should be an interesting matchup. But I definitely think that Trevor needed a change of scenery, and the Chargers have done a really good job with that. Tier Tart, nobody knew who he was. He came over from Miami last year. I had asked a buddy that covers the Dolphins, what kind of a player is he? He's like, look, he has a talent. He's just a little lazy. He needs the coaches to kind of get him going. With the Chargers, he's been an excellent player. Elijah Molden, another guy, came from Tennessee last year before the season started. Not a lot of people knew a lot about him, and he's been an excellent player for the Chargers. So they're hoping that they struck gold again with their low-risk, high-reward kind of mentality when it comes to Trevor Penning.
If Fernando Ramirez is here with us, covers the Chargers for the Sporting Tribune. You know, we know about the offensive line. We all know about the quarterback. You mentioned Omarion Hampton, and we know he's been on injured reserve. And we know that Harbaugh, he wants to run the rock. He wants to go between the tackles with the offensive line. Omarion Hampton, a big deal coming out of North Carolina. Sucks that he's hurt right now. is he still on pace to eventually come off injured reserve, or is it too early to even think about?
No, their game plan is after the bye week. They're expecting him to come after the bye week, and they're excited about him coming back out because Trevor Penning is he's pretty good when it comes to running the football, and they're excited to see Mekhi Becton because, I mean, you see what's coming out of Philly, and everybody's writing that they miss Mekhi Becton there on the as the right guard. He I guess Saquon would run a lot behind him, so they're excited to see what Omarion's got. He was playing he had two or three really good games until he got hurt against Washington. So they're trying to hold it together until he gets back. If the Chargers can split these next two games, they're sitting in a good spot at 7-4. God, that math again. They're sitting at 7-4 and coming out of the bye week, and they play the Raiders. So with Omarion coming, hopefully for them coming back, but I think they need to hit this at least 7-4 in this bye week.
Well, Fernando, to go on the opposite side of the football, we know the Chargers, their run defense may not necessarily be one of their strong points. How is the defense kind of running in? We know they've had the departures and injuries predating the season.
Yeah. No, the big issue that they had was they were missing Denzel Perryman. And ever since they've gotten him back, they've kind of calmed it down a little bit. Another big injury that nobody's really talked about was Deshaun Hand, their defensive tackle. He's a guy that they got from Miami. He had been a big part of this offensive line. He hurt his groin early in the Washington game. He hurt his groin. He's been out. He's practiced this week, and they're thinking he might come off the injury report. He was a full participant today. He might be coming back and playing on Sunday, and that would be a huge addition for them because he was a big part of their defense. He was the one helping out. He got a sack on Mahomes in Brazil. They've had big moments from him, and I know that was only three games in, but those three games he was huge. So they're hoping that Deshaun Hand, Denzel Perryman, who's been back now for two games, and obviously Derwin James and guys kind of get going, but another guy that I think needs to get going as well is Deion Henley. And I know he just had the unfortunate passing of his brother, but Deion said Deion is one of those guys that when you talk to him in the locker room, he says, I need to get myself going. He really plays with a lot of emotion. He's one of their most instinctive linebackers. He really, when he's on, this defense is playing at a different level. So they kind of need these guys to kind of get going a little bit, but I'm sure they're ready for this game this weekend because it's going to be a huge test for them.
So Fernando Ramirez is here with us from the Sporting Tribune, covers all things Chargers as they get ready to take on the Steelers for Sunday night football. I know the trade deadline came and went. We talked about the addition of Trevor Penning, but before we even got to the deadline, almost a month ago, Adafe Owe came over from the Baltimore Ravens. How has he been able to help an impact on that defense?
Man, his athleticism is really crazy. He's one of those lengthy outside linebackers. He's kind of what they expected Chris Rumpf to turn into. I know Chris Rumpf is an old name, but they were when Brandon Staley was still here, they were expecting him to be something like this, and always been everything that they were hoping. Now, they were hoping this would turn into a very good trio, and it has with him, Tuli, and Khalil, Tuli Tuipulotu, and they've kind of got themselves going. He has four sacks in four games. I think the Colts game was the only one he didn't register a sack, but in every other game, he's kind of made an impact, and he's made a play, so they're just hoping that this continues. They kind of have to get the pass rush going this weekend, especially because with Daniel Jones, they were just letting him sit back there and throw passes and do whatever he wanted, basically. And with Aaron Rodgers, you have to get after him. So, obviously, Khalil has stepped up the number of snaps he's playing and everything. So, I expect them to get after the quarterback. I'm expecting them to use more of that three-man defensive front that they used last year with Joey Bosa, Tuli, and Khalil. I think this year it'll be Owe, Tuli, and Khalil. But I'm expecting them to use that package a little bit more on Sunday.
Well, we all looking forward to seeing what takes place on Sunday. Maybe he can get after old man Aaron Rodgers. We know that the AFC West is just loaded. The Broncos, they pick up another victory yesterday. It hasn't been pretty. A lot of their victories haven't been. The Chiefs are still trying to catch up. They just took that L against the Bills. The Raiders are the Raiders. Nobody cares about them. How confident are you that these Chargers can potentially still win the AFC West or even get a wild card spot?
Yeah, that's why I love coming on here. You keep it real.
I'm just, was, just the facts.
I love it. Oof. Man, if Joe Ald was still here, I'd say I think they're going to be in there. I still think they're going to be in the mix. I still think they're a playoff team, to be completely honest. I feel like the AFC is not as lethal as it has been in years past. I think I think once Omarion comes back, this offense is going to change. I question what their games are going to look like in the back end. Like, what Chiefs team are they going to face? What Eagles team? Why do I say that? Seems like this year, JR, I don't know if it's just me, there's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde to every team. No team has really been decisively very good in every single game. There's kind of been that yin and the yang. So, but I definitely think that this team is still a playoff team. I think they'll be in the mix at the end. I'm interested to see what Kansas City and Denver look like when they face each other in the next two matchups, because I'm not buying Denver yet. I want to see what they look like when they face Kansas City, and then that'll tell me a lot about what this team really is. But I definitely think it's a three-horse race. I just wonder at what point will the Chargers face their toughest task, and can they handle that end of the season schedule that I think is going to be very tough. That's why I say these next two, they need to split, because that ending schedule is going to be very tough. You have the Raiders, then you have to, you've got the Eagles on Monday night. You go to Kansas City, you go to Dallas, you face Houston, who you haven't faced Jacksonville since that playoff debacle. And then you haven't faced Houston since the debacle from last year. So, and then you end the season in Denver. So, who knows? Maybe that in best case scenario, that end of the season game against the Broncos for the division. The most likely scenario is either Denver or Kansas City already has it wrapped up by week 18. So I think they are a wild card team, to be honest.
Okay. Well, I don't want to rush it. About 2 months away, and the way the clock is ticking, it just seems it'll probably be here tomorrow. That final game of the regular season, Chargers-Broncos, that may be a make-or-break game for these Chargers and get into the postseason. We'll see how things roll. And Fernando, enjoy the game on Sunday with the Steelers. I know that's going to be a fun one. And enjoy the rest of the season. Tell everybody where they could follow you and all of your work.
I appreciate it. I'm at Real F. Ramirez on X, on Instagram, and on TikTok. And JR, if I don't get to talk to you before the end of the season, have a great holiday season with you and your family, and wish you nothing but the best. And again, appreciate you always having me on.
Oh, the feeling is mutual to you and yours as well, Fernando. Everybody's rushing the holidays. There's giant Christmas trees up in here in Atlanta. It's driving me nuts already, man.
Hey, man, but that's why I had to wish you a happy holiday, because I wanted to throw in Thanksgiving. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and then obviously Christmas. But I like, that's why I said, just in case if I'm not on, yeah. I wanna wish you a very happy holiday season, and I hope you have a lot of fun and you're around your loved ones. So again, I'm very thankful that you have me on. You're the best.
Oh, you're the best too. I'll talk to you soon, Fernando. I'll catch you soon. Okay.
Have a good one.
All right, you as well. Shout outs to Fernando Ramirez, who covers all things Chargers for the Sporting Tribune. Man, it drives me absolutely nuts. I walked into the studio yesterday. I had to go, what's today? I said, it's November 6th. Man, they were constructing the giant Christmas tree in kind of the town square right outside the studio. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, I love Christmas like the next guy. I love all the holidays. Give me all the holidays just for a chance to be with your family and eat and get angry with them and love them and get sick of them and all the things. But I'm just like, it was just Halloween a week ago. People were doing Halloween. They were still, I saw people still dressing up for Halloween on Saturday and Sunday. And then 3 days later, it's just Christmas already? What are we doing here, man? Rich Ackerman, is this not too much? Am I out of my mind?
It's too much. You're not out of your mind. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing this morning. Everything is, the Christmas tree is coming. Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is on its way. It's November 6th. Can I enjoy Thanksgiving first?
Whatever day, what is it, Tuesday night? Maybe it was Wednesday night. I'm watching the Spurs and the Lakers with Victor Wembanyama and Luka Doncic. I saw two, it caught my attention because I'm like, do I hear jingle bells ringing? There were two back-to-back commercials for Christmas.
Yeah.
One had Anthony Edwards selling Sprite, and another one was like one of these car commercials with the, you know, the Christmas theme to it. And I said, what are we doing here? It's November, and that point is the, I don't know, the 4th, the 5th. I said, what are we doing?
No Hess Trucks commercial yet. Did they stop making that? I can't remember if last year they stopped making that or not.
I don't remember seeing it.
They paused I think they paused. It feels like they paused 20-something years ago, and they brought it. Where do you even get a Hess truck now? They don't even have Hess gas stations. Where do you get a Hess truck?
I think there's got to be a Hess or two around here. Maybe online, yeah. Hess.com. I don't know.
Ooh, yeah, maybe 2-for-1 this year.
Say again, Botcher?
The 2-for-1 this year.
Oh, well, look really? At
stock
you.
Stock car racers. I Googled it.
Wow.
It lights up, too.
Yeah, the they might be one Hess station somewhere in New Jersey. Maybe a couple of them. Wow. Yeah. Let's slow down on the Christmas, people, okay? Can we get to Thanksgiving first? Let's see. Anyways, the JR Sport Re-Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back on the other side. We talked about things in the AFC West. Man, we got a good matchup here in the NFC West. We got the 49ers and Rams. We'll talk about that. What the heck is going on with Brock Purdy? But right now, and we don't got to wait for this. It's not time for Christmas. It's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Run a restaurant and you learn pretty quick. The sound of a crisp fry starts way before the first bite. As delivery and to-go keeps business booming,
order for pickup.
McCain's SureCrisp fries keep orders crispy.
Hey, delivery.
After the trip, the crispiness comes through. McCain SureCrisp fries. Go the distance. See how far our fries can take your business at surecrisp.com/delivery.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
You can talk like me and it works out for you. I talk like me and it doesn't work out at all. Damn, there's something wrong with me. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to Fernando Ramirez for joining us. From the Sporting Tribune, coming through to have a chat with us about the Los Angeles Chargers as they host the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football. It should be a good one. The Steelers is, I feel like the Steelers are always on Sunday night. I feel, well, not always, but they are a frequent, what do you call them? Botcher, help me out here. Put a word there. Frequent what?
Competitor?
Who?
Supporter?
No, a supporter. No, man.
Disappointer.
No, not disappointer. When you see them frequently on Sunday nights, frequent participant. There you go.
Yeah, participant. Yeah. I need to look up at the source.
Nah, participant is fine. They're a frequent participant in Sunday Night Football. It's like, yeah, the Steelers again? I feel like between them and the Cowboys, we get like, I don't know, 3 games from them for Sunday Night Football out of the whole season, maybe more. Anyway, that'll be a fun one. I'll be watching on Sunday night. It'll probably be a shootout. Poor Justin Herbert running for his life with all the offensive line injuries. Just can't wait to see what Aaron Rodgers complains about next. That'll always be fun. Hey, we're going to get into the 49ers and Rams, but I want to hit the phone lines up. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Todd is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sportby Show. Todd, what's up?
Hey, buddy, I'm just thinking about NFL Europe, right?
Are you referring to NFL Europe as in the defunct league or the NFL playing games in Europe?
NFL playing games in Europe.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. You got me thinking about that. You know, you were talking about it, and I picked up on it. And I'm thinking, dang, man, I thought about it. And you could, like, make buku dollar, like have kits of flag football kits, NFL brand.
Yeah.
You know, jerseys, $100 jerseys, NFL brand. Anytime. Well, you can make go ahead.
Well, yeah, my thought process is it's not even about the NFL. Well, the NFL is the brand. The NFL is the business. My thought process is very simple. You use the NFL. You use flag football in the NFL to introduce the concept of the game to other parts of the world, because other parts of the world are not going to adopt NFL football as we play on Sundays here in America and Saturdays in college. It's not happening. But what could happen, because you don't need anything to play it, this flag football is glorified tag, okay? And if you're telling me that people all over the world, and people do this, you can wrap a towel and put a flag in your waistband and you can go out there and play tag. If the NFL can monetize that and actually organize flag football all over the world, which, by the way, mind you, isn't just something that a man can go out there and play. You can have women going out there and play tag. No different flag football. No different than we have women's soccer. So
whole families, JR. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's a huge opportunity for the NFL if they can start flag football leagues across the world. It's a huge opportunity. I don't know. Maybe I'll be close to being in the ground by the time they succeed. But it's a good opportunity for them.
I hear you, buddy. All right, talk to you, Sharon.
Shout outs. Thank you, Todd, for calling from Maryland. Yep. Hey, Bacha, what do you think about that, man?
Yeah, I'm okay with all of this, and especially I'm all for anybody learning new sports. So globalizing games, I'm okay with, especially flag football. I don't expect many people to afford pads, afford the medical costs that it will take and the insurance it'll take for playing contact football and traditional football. So I'm all ears for just spreading the game with flag football first. Then if they want to get into it, play the traditional way. They have the ability to do so.
Yeah, but I don't think that will ever happen. Like, there is such an affinity outside the United States of America for football, soccer, that it's scoffed upon. Like, we have American football here because we as Americans are pretty isolated on this side of the world. And, I mean, there's a million reasons why we do things different, from our measurement system. And, you know, we are the ones who ran away from authority. And we started our own thing here in America. You know, regardless of how and when you got here, we're different. We're separate. And then you got the rest of the world, which just lives and dies by soccer, by football. And they look at American football and go, hand egg. Like, I ain't getting down on no American football. Like, I ain't playing that crap. But there are so many similarities between flag football and the idea of soccer. You know, getting the ball to the goal line or getting it into the net or the end zone. It's something that's a little bit more digestible than, well, this is just now rugby and y'all done put on pads And why do I want to be invested in this? So I don't think there will, and who am I to say, but I don't think there will ever be a global adoption of American football, because soccer is the thing. Flat, period, all over the world in different levels, pretty much everywhere except for here. Our MLS is like, thank you, whatever, but it ain't on par with what you get in other parts of the world at all. But flag football, yeah. Good for the NFL if they can make money. Everybody's out here trying to make money, and the NFL has a lot of it, and they are not shy in letting people know about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I told you we're going to get into an NFC West matchup. We got the 49ers and the Rams. What the heck is going on with Brock Purdy? And then speaking of football, Draymond Green loves football. He used to play. Draymond called Dak Prescott a bum. How does Dak Prescott feel? Does Draymond still stand by those words after being heavily criticized this week? We'll get into it. We'll talk about the Broncos and more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com. Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com. Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.